Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you read in the Revelation, it talks about that the new city, the new Jerusalem, the new heaven and new earth doesn't need a sun, doesn't need a star. Well, we know stars eventually burn out. Something's going to happen to our sun. It's foretold in Revelation. It's going to turn black. How many of that would not be a good thing if the sun turns black? That's bad. Right? And it talks about that the earth here, the surface is going to melt with fervent heat. Well, something's going to happen to our star. Now, I don't know when that is. And you don't. And the guy that wrote the book and said he did?
No.
Doesn't? No either. But it's going to happen sometime. But the new heavens and the new earth, that's never going to happen because we're not dependent on a natural star. The Bible said the Lamb Himself is the light. Just being that close to Him gives you light all the time. Well, just being all the thousands and thousands of miles that we are from our star, you step out in the middle of the day, can you feel it?
Yes.
Oh, brother. I was down there south of the equator a few days ago. I felt it, brother. You step outside, the sweat comes off. You feel that, the rays. And you know, we only see part of the spectrum of the light, and we're not feeling everything that's hitting us and going through us. But you can sure feel it, can't you? You can feel it on your face. You can feel it on your skin. You can feel it with the warmth and everything. Why? Well, just like there's a S-U-N, there's a S-O-N. Hallelujah. And the Son of Righteousness has arisen. And the Bible said there's healing in His wings. Now that word wings is a little, as King James is talking about beams. Hallelujah. Just like the sun radiates beams, the sun, S-O-N, radiates healing.
Yes.
Glory to God. You get a suntan, you might get burnt. You get a S-O-N tan, you get healed. Hallelujah. How many think we need to learn how, you know, to get a suntan, you got to take off your outer clothes, get down to your swimsuit or whatever. Well, to get a S-O-N tan, you take off all your tradition and all your junk and all your hype. And is that right? And lay your heart bare and draw close to Him, and you'll immediately begin to feel the warm rays, hallelujah, of His love and His life and His healing.
Glory to God.
Isn't that His power?
Yes.
We're still talking about His power. His power. Whew. This is good eating.
Yes.
It feeds your spirit. Builds you up. Thank you, Lord. I can't take credit for it. He gave me the recipe. And He gave me the ingredients. Right? And the Holy Spirit holds my hand and helps me cook it and serve it. So I really can. Really, I'm the chef's assistant, I guess is what you could say. But it's good to eat either way. Is that right? Don't you think so? Go with me to the book of Luke. Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to Luke chapter 5. He said those that are lost are going to be punished with destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. That makes hell, hell right there, is that you are not around God. You are not with love. You're not with light. You're not with life. I'm not going to hell. How about you? I'm not going. I don't have to, and I'm not going to. It's not based on my works. It's based on faith in what He's done.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. And He's told me if I won't turn loose of Him, He won't turn loose of me. So hallelujah. I'm not going there. I'm coming closer to Him. I'm believing to walk closer with Him while I'm down here. I'm walking with Him by faith. I don't see the Master. I don't see the Father on the throne. I'm walking with Him by faith. His Spirit's presence at times, but it's a by faith proposition. But faith pleases God. But this is very, very temporary. Because soon and very soon, I'm going to come all the way into His physical presence. How many think when we leave this old body and we sail out of here and we leave Earth's atmosphere and we streak across the cosmos that the closer we get to our Father, do you reckon we'll feel something? Woo! I guess over the generations, it'd be hundreds of thousands and millions of examples of people that have died and come back.
Yes.
And you hear some of the very same stories. Have you heard them? What do they do? They see light.
Yes. Yes.
They see light.
Yes.
People say, I see a light. Well, of course you do. God is.
He's light.
He's light.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I saw a light. And they talk about how bright it is and how wonderful it is. And then they feel love.
Yes.
Well, of course you do. Because God is love. And the closer you get to Him, the brighter it gets.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Out of your body, it's not going to hurt your eyes.
Amen.
You won't need any goggles. They say, don't look at the sun. Don't look at the sun. Well, once you get free from this, you can look straight at the sun.
Hallelujah.
S-O-N.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can come right into the Father's presence.
Yes.
What's it going to feel like? The closer you get, you're going to be lit up like a light bulb yourself. And the wonderful thing is, you can take it.
Amen.
Because you have been recreated into a new creature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Into His likeness and image.
Yes.
You're part of Him.
Amen.
You belong with Him.
Yes.
And what's His is coming back to Him.
Amen. Glory to God.
And He's going to be with Him.
Yes.
Forever. Yes. And ever. And ever.
Thank you, Lord.
What a glorious future. What we have to look forward to. That alone can get you through some challenging places down here. Because you remind yourself, hey, I can handle this. This is just a few more days. Right? I can get through this. I can deal with this. But the good news is, you can actually get closer to Him tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Now you're not going all the way.
No.
I don't think. If you do, we'll celebrate your homegoing service. But probably most of us are not going all the way tonight. And yet, you can get closer to Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Tonight.
Yes.
We're not waiting on Him. The invitation is what? Come closer to me. Then what's going
to
happen? He said, I will come closer to you. Whose move is it?
Our move.
It's not His move. So you got people all over in the church world waiting on God to move. But so much of this is not His move. It's our move. And He, you can be as close to Him as you want to be. If you never have any time to draw near, then you won't be as close. He loves you. You love Him. But it's a long distance relationship.
That's right.
And you know, it's one thing to talk on the phone twice a month with somebody that you care about. But it's another thing to be in their presence. And the more you care about somebody, the more you want to be in their presence. And the closer you want to be. Well, the truth is, the more we care about God, the more we want to be in His presence. And the more we seek to draw closer to Him. This thing has grown on me. This James souffle just kept rising. You could eat James a long time. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Come close to Him, and He'll come close to you. How many say that's some good eating right there? That's some good eating. Thank you, Lord. Luke 5. Luke 5. Verse 15. Space is real. The stars and the planets are real. Because God is real. It all came out of Him. And you see so much about God by looking at His creation. He's got to be big. Is that right? How big is He? He's got to be powerful. Is that right?
Amen.
And for Him to know you by name in the vastness of this universe with billions of people alive on the planet right now, and yet He knows your name and calls you His child. Not just a created being like an angel, not just a servant. Now you ought to want to serve Him and please Him. But you're His child.
That's right. Come on.
You're His child.
Amen.
You're part of. How many parents would say your children are part of you?
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
They're part of you.
That's right.
They came out of you. They're part of you. You're God's kids.
Amen.
You're God's sons and daughters. You're part of Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.